This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Creative Impact. This is our weekly look at the creative industries in Washtenaw County and the impact that sector creates in our economy and in our quality of life. My partner in this weekly get-together is Deb Pollack. Deb is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, and good to see you again, as always.
It's always a pleasure to be here with you, David. Thank you.
And today, Deb, our guest is going to take us into the world of community banking and why investment in the community and, for our purposes today, the arts community is important to the overall mission.
Yes, David, as they say, it takes a village, and in this case, it takes a community to raise the arts and creative community. And I'm very pleased to welcome Tim Marshall, the president and CEO of Bank of Ann Arbor, to the show today.
Mr. Marshall, welcome to WEMU.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Deb. It's a pleasure to be here.
Bank of Ann Arbor has made the arts a priority in its community giving programs. In fact, in taking a quick look at your community support page, it shows 32 different arts and cultural organizations are represented there. And what do you see in the creative sector that is worthy of investment for the community and then ultimately for Bank of Ann Arbor, too?
Well, David, I think one of the things that's attractive to us is, you know, over the years, and Deb in particular is familiar with this, is the arts part of the economy has been cut back, and I think it's relying upon companies like Bank of Ann Arbor to step in and help fill that gap, and we've been willing to do that, and as you pointed out, we do it on a number of different fronts.
But you also do more than just invest in the cultural organizations. When you renovated your downtown headquarters, you also engaged with and purchased work from local artists for your offices. But why did you choose to do that? What was that advantage?
Well, Deb, I think as we've talked, we've kind of created music as part of our DNA. And as we saw this opportunity for this wonderful remodel and expansion project, we thought that creating art as part of our DNA was also a good thing. And so we just incorporated into the design and engaged a lot of local artists and have filled the whole building with just wonderful pieces of work done by the local art community.
And what has the response been by your clients and your staff?
I think positive. I think there's a little bit of a surprise to come into a bank building, an office building, and just see the variety and diversity that we have throughout the building. So it's really been somewhat of an attraction point. I would say exceeded the expectations of the people that come in and see all this really beautiful artwork.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. My partner is Deb Pollack of the Arts Alliance, and our guest is Tim Marshall. Tim is president and CEO of Bank of Ann Arbor, and we're talking about the benefits of a community bank investing in arts and culture in its hometown. And Tim, I'm glad to say that the Arts Alliance and WEMU are beneficiaries of those targeted investments. For WEMU, Bank of Ann Arbor underwrites some of our jazz programming, and this year, for the first time, served as corporate sponsor for our jazz brunch and the spring blues barbecue. First of all, thank you very much for that. We do appreciate it. And secondly, while banks are known for supporting music and sporting events and the like, what about the decisions you make as an institution differ from, say, a national chain of banks?
David, I would respond to that by just saying that our feet are on the ground here in Ann Arbor, Washtenaw County, and the vibrancy of this community is going to mirror the vibrancy of our bank. And whatever we can do in our own small way to help create more vibrancy in this community, there's a lot of beneficiaries, and Bank of Ann Arbor would be one of them.
Donations and sponsorships are pretty typical for banks and businesses, but to decide to sponsor and produce and present an outdoor concert series on its own is not.
And you said music is part of the DNA.
Yeah.
Right?
So to create something like Sonic Lunch, what possessed you to do that and started it 10 years ago?
It was an interesting dialogue at that point in time. And as we sat around with our senior management team, and I presented this idea to put together a summer concert series, a music festival, and I can tell you I got a few cross-eyed looks.
I can imagine.
But what has developed is it's just an outgrowth of the importance of supporting the local arts and culture of our community, and Sonic Lunch is an important part of that commitment, but just a part. As you pointed out earlier, we support over 30 other arts and culture organizations. And it's just important to us because we believe that by contributing the necessary resources into a community event like Sonic Lunch, Bank of Ann Arbor helps make the greater Ann Arbor region a better place to live, work, and play.
And ultimately, that may attract more investors into what it is you do, which is banking. And when you take this idea out beyond the borders of Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County, you sit with your friends and your colleagues in the banking industry from around the country. Do you get those same kind of strange looks even 10 years down the line?
Interestingly enough, David, that's a great question, and the answer would be, for the most part, yes. I field a number of calls over the course of the summer where people have come across Bank of Ann Arbor's Sonic Lunch, and they're intrigued, and they want to learn more about it. And in fact, we helped a bank in Edmond, Oklahoma, create their similar summer concert series in their community and with that local community bank.
I have to be honest. That was Deb's question that she was actually talking to me about before we started the conversation. I totally stole it, and I'm glad that you liked it. But because you did, I have to give credit where it belongs.
That's great, David.
David's been known to steal my questions before. So I'm going to
surround yourself with smart people. You always do well.
I'm going to ask a follow-up, though. So, Tim, I know you're involved with the decision-making at the bank. Do you have a committee? Do you have folks that get involved with the decisions as to where Bank of Ann Arbor is going to invest its community dollars? How are those decisions made?
We do. We have a gentleman that both of you are certainly familiar with, Hans Meyer, who's been a banker in this community for a number of years. He oversees our charitable contributions and sponsorship budget and works with a number of people in terms of kind of vetting the large number of requests we get and just does a marvelous job of managing that whole process. It's a little more streamlined than maybe some of the other larger organizations. I'm just always impressed with the work that Hans and his team do on that front.
And what would you say to other businesses that are considering sponsorship and or programs funding for cultural organizations?
What I would say is somewhat along the lines of how I mentioned about the vibrancy of the community. If you want to contribute to a great economic, cultural community, then it's incumbent upon all corporations to be supportive, to make contributions, because as you pointed out, Deb, earlier on, it takes a village. You know, Bank of Ann Arbor can't be the only contributor. It takes so many more. And fortunately, as you know, we've got a wonderful community of corporate citizens who do help support all of the great cultural and arts organizations throughout this community.
So as you look down the line, 5, 10 years, do you see that there will be greater investment on the part of Bank of Ann Arbor and its investors in community institutions, community events, cultural and arts organizations?
David, that's a great question. And what I would tell you as we have generated more success, as we have grown our market share, we're now the second largest bank in Ann Arbor. We have consistently increased the amount of contributions and sponsorships back into the community. And to date, since the bank was founded last year at the year-end 2017, we eclipsed $5.4 million in contributions back into this community.
Well, Mr. Marshall, I think we've covered the creative and the impact, so thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you for being a leader and showing the way in this endeavor, and we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm honored and humbled to participate, and I wish all of you the best.
Thank you very much. That is Tim Marshall, President and CEO of Bank of Ann Arbor, and our guest this week on Creative Impact. My partner is Deb Pollock, the President and CEO of the Arts Alliance, and Deb, we'll do it again next Tuesday.
We'll see you with another exciting guest.
I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.